Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Nairobi Sisterhood. I am Gina and I'm here with my co-host and bestie,
Maya Mushemi.
Yeah, and today's episode we are going to be talking about privilege and privileges you probably didn't know you had, things that you're just living through, living with, and you don't realize how much of a privilege it is, because having experienced the opposite, it's a bit tough.
Yeah. Yeah, now you're making me think, like, did I think through my
No, it doesn't have to be that deep.
Yeah, it could be surface level.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we can be vain and shallow, and that's okay.
Yeah, for a good time.
Yep. Tar. And a long time. Mm-hmm. So what is a privilege before we get into the specifics?
I feel like every time you ask me these questions, I'm like, I should have known. I should have thought about these answers in advance. Why am I thinking on the pod?
Yeah.
I think a privilege is something or a circumstance that you didn't contribute to having, mm-hmm. that just happened, that makes you, I don't say better than the rest of the population, but you have it better than
you have
others.
A better experience than people who don't have that thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So what's your first privilege?
Like, what's your definition?
No.
Same definition.
Same thing. I don't disagree. Yeah.
Okay. My first, what I think is a privilege that people don't talk about.
Yeah.
Having parents that love each other.
God damn. You said I'm gonna start this all the way on the other side.
I'm coming for people.
Wow.
No, although, I think it's a privilege to have parents who love each other, or like guardians. People who are parental. Your parental figures.
Yeah.
To be people who love each other. Not love you. Loving you is like, okay, that's also people are monsters, but
yeah,
them loving each other, especially in this time and age where I think there's a baby mama culture, baby daddy culture, blended family culture going on. I think it's
a privilege, them loving each other or them being together, because I can love you from a distance.
I think them loving each other, because them being together, they can, no, it's them loving each other because it shows in the interaction. As a kid, you can see it. You might not, you see, us on the outside can't tell what's happening in your household.
Yeah.
But the kid in question knows every time I mention my father's name, my mother flinches. You know what I mean?
Or she says like some unruly comments.
Exactly.
Like, something.
Whether they're living together or not, the fact that they love, because they can live together and they hate each other's
guts.
That
is very, very true.
Yeah. So I think it's a privilege, because people don't realize that two people parent households that have healthy relationships affect the child.
They do. And it definitely comes out in how they interact with people moving forward after they're out of that household.
Yeah.
Hey, you started.
I think it's also because I've been seeing a lot of content promoting single motherhood. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, ninendelea pa.
Promoting?
Yeah. Like, you'll see, there's a time I was on Instagram and I saw this babe saying, and in fact, all kudos to this woman for actually intention. She wrote, me pursuing my intentional single motherhood journey. Mm-hmm. So she's in her 40s, I think 30s or late 30s or 40s. Mm-hmm. She chose to have a kid outside through a sperm donor. Yeah. And so there's that. And then people in the comments are like, people, I keep telling people they can do this and they're on my neck about how it's unconventional. And it is. Mm. But I don't think it should be. In my personal opinion, come for me if you must, I aspire to single parenthood.
You and me both.
You get it? Because parenting is hard, man. Why are you doing it alone? And even if you choose to do it alone, maybe it's a circumstance. Like if I was in my 40s and I wanted a kid.
I understand why the lady in her 40s chose single parenthood. I don't think me right now,
in your 20s.
In my late 20s, it's something that I'm like, okay, let me plan for it in my future. I think I would rather seek what it is that I would want, which is basically if I'm going to be a parent, which is also not a must.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to be a parent, let me be a parent with a partner. Let us parent together.
Yeah.
And let there be love in that parenting.
Actually, I met someone in person who told me they're ready to get a kid next year. Then I said, oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Then I said, oh, so you have someone. And they said, no, I've never really desired to get a child with that. Please know this baby is 28, turning 28 this year.
Yeah.
He wants to get a kid this year.
So alone. This year. Okay.
And I'm like, wow, good for you. But I was thinking to myself, I didn't realize that this was a thing.
Yeah, I don't think. I understand. So how does she want to go about it if she's...
I mean, catching a man in the streets.
Just go stand outside, even in a sackcloth. Exactly.
You can catch something.
I don't know. That's a good thing.
But you didn't say you'll catch a high quality man. We just said you're going to catch a man.
If it's any man, yeah. I think genetics are important to me.
Me too, because you can't be looking anyhow.
That's not what I was gonna say. But you know what?
Sure. No, one, you can't be looking anyhow. And also there's the issue of the issue of genetic diseases. There's a lot of
things to fair. That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking more in the lines of how is your IQ?
Ooh.
How is your EQ?
But you can develop an EQ, no?
You some things are learned, but some things are also nature. There's nature and nurture, but we need to be starting off from a level a where point. Yeah, we need to start off from a good point.
Yeah. So what's yours?
I mine is not as deep as yours, but basically not having asthma. It's a privilege you probably don't know you have.
Actually,
if you don't have asthma, you don't know that sometimes your body just is like, I'ma stop breathing.
Sorry,
no oxygen for me. Sorry. Leave me alone.
Imagine I agree. I didn't realize asthma was such a big deal until my friends and family who have it. I'm just like, hey, sweetie. No, you're not breathing because it's all of a sudden cold. Like, because you're outside with a sweater, now we can't.
Because you walked by a flower and now pollen is in your lungs and then your lungs are like, I'm a head out.
Actually, allergies as well.
It's not even funny.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, as someone who has asthma and I do walk with my inhaler, but sometimes I don't have it and I need to either identify the nearest chemist when I notice that I haven't carried my inhaler or just...
Isn't like an inhaler like 1400?
It's not, it's like 400 or 500, depending on the inhaler. The one that might save my life is 500, but then I might need to go to hospital after that. But I just need to breathe. I need oxygen in my brain or I'll get brain dead.
Yeah.
So it's, I laugh about it right now, but when I'm in the middle of an asthma attack, we are not laughing.
It's not funny.
Why am I fighting against oxygen?
It's not funny.
Not really. It's not funny at all.
Now that you mentioned healthcare, I think as a woman, what's a privilege is not having gynecological issues.
Yeah.
I think, and when I say gynecological issues, I don't mean that like, PMS, your menstrual symptoms. I mean, okay, we live. I mean, like, you don't have PCOS, PCOS. Yeah. You don't have
endometriosis.
You don't have
shout out to fibroids. Warriors, by the way.
You don't have all those things that you think someone, you've read on the news about or you've read someone's story, but you don't think it could ever be you. Mm-hmm, and then it becomes you and then you're just like, wow. Like, so yeah, it's a privilege because then also half of these people don't choose to have them. There are things that just develop. So like proper health.
I don't think anyone chooses anything healthcare related.
Oh God,
I mean, unless it's lifestyle diseases, but even then... People. Some people have very trash lifestyles and will never have diabetes.
And then there are people who, and then cancer, boom.
Yeah. So health, definitely anything health related for sure. It's as a woman, anything gynecological
related.
And then they also, I haven't experienced this, and I acknowledge that this is a privilege.
Yeah.
People who get BV very easily.
Yeah.
Bacterial vaginosis, and then it comes with a smell and a whole thing, and you have to treat it, and it's unfortunate, and I'm glad that I've never gone through it, but every time I hear it, I'm like, wow.
Now you've described it, I'm just like,
so
what?
Sorry. I'm sorry, girl.
Sorry. You know what also ties into that? It's a privilege to not have body odor, which is wild because I don't think I do anything out of the ordinary to not smell, but there are people who, they will shower 3 times a day. Even 5 times a day, but
all the
view
in the world, all the spray, like, all the colognes,
yikes!
And you still pass them, and someone's like, oh.
No, anything health related,
or even like mouth odor.
Imagine anything health related, but nah,
it's a privilege. It's actually a privilege. Yours,
my next one would be it's a privilege to have parents who support you in adulthood.
Oh. Yeah.
Of course, this can look differently for different people. There are people who, them being supported is being given a fully furnished house. Them being given a plot of land to build a house. Them being given a house readily bought for them as their wedding gifts or as just a gift because you exist.
Yeah.
Being given, I don't know, a car.
Yeah.
At 18 or 16. Those are privileges. Mm. But I think the support in adulthood, this kind of support that you know, if I fail today, if I started a business today and I fail today, I'm not going to sleep hungry and I'm always open. Welcome in my parents' house. That
it's extremely underrated. I think I never really rated it until I realized I had it.
Ah, I get
I never rated it like that until I was like, you know, these people could just be like, F off.
Yeah.
And they are not. Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow.
But you know, there are people who don't acknowledge that as a privilege because for them,
it's so normal. It's so deep in their lifestyle.
It's like, they're my parents. nikazi yao.
Oh, as they should.
As they should.
As they and should.
I'm like, oh, sweetie. Ay, no. They should not. In fact, if they've given you all the tools necessary after to fikisha you a certain point, you ingine ni wewe, unangana na hali yako.
According to the government, world. After you're 18, your parents...
Can't even be forced to...
They can't do anything. Take care of you. Yeah, they do. Whatever they do because they care about you or they feel a sense of responsibility towards you.
But it's not a must that they do it. And of course, I realize it's a culture thing.
Yeah.
Because this is so interesting. Don't come for me. This is not like a tribal thing. It's just my observation of my life and now my friends. So kwetu, your parents taking care of
as
you.
As in kwetu Kikuyu?
No, like, okay, kwetu, like my home.
Okay.
But also as Kyuks.
Yeah.
Most people I know are like, your parents will give you enough. They'll give you the necessary tools. Like they'll give the education. They'll take you to the schools, the best schools that they can afford.
Yeah.
They'll give you money for your graduation. They'll, you know, like the it's
if you need like a step over, like when you're starting, you know, out, they'd be like,
if I'm moving out, they'll give me money for the bare minimums.
Like, or if they have an extra bed, they will give you the bed. I remember
my bed was bought for me by my parents.
Uh-huh.
There are certain things in that house for survival. A kettle, gas.
Mm-hmm,
imagine they bought for me.
True, same. You know, my gas, yeah.
But then on top of that, like I am the one who got my own fridge.
Yeah.
Like the things that someone would be like, you can save up and get this.
Mm.
My parents are like, you're on your own. But I know there are people who, at a washing machine,
you can even leave the people who you can leave the house, their parents' house empty. Like you live with their beds, live with their curtains, live with their microwave, live everything.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And so there's that. Mm-hmm. But me, my parents are not waiting. Like I catch me dead calling my parents to ask for money after I've moved out. Like,
yeah.
It's not expected of me. Like they don't expect me to call them at nimemaliza salary.
Mm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not... Yes, it's first of all, I don't think they'd even send me a shilling. But two, and I'm not even joking. Like, I know you think I'm joking, but I'm not. One, they would probably not send me a kobo. Two, they would never even... Because you're a responsible adult. But then I know people who...
Yeah.
They got the job. They didn't even move out.
Yeah.
But then they'll eat their salary and then they'll call their parent and be like, aki sina fare. And they'll be given.
Damn.
And I'm like,
it is
so
not.
So now.
Yeah.
Moving into
this. This is not our culture.
It's for just sure not, it's not a thing.
For sure it's not.
Then now I know like another friend of mine who is from, who's not Kikuyu, who's, for them, their parents are begging them not to leave their house.
Ooh.
Like, Ilea, unaenda wapi na there's a house here. Unaenda wapi and there's food
like,
here.
There's food here, there's a house. There's a roof
and I'm like,
your head.
We're talking, bruh. I'm talking, my friend is like 29, turning 30 this year. Her sibling is also, like, I think 33 plus.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to move out. I've selected a house. I have a running business, blah, blah, blah. I'm out.
So he can financially sustain himself.
Financially sustain himself. And he wants to live and move in with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm,
not move in with his girlfriend, but live with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And their parents are like, Z. And I'm like...
What do you mean, Z? You can't...
What is going on?
You because can't say no to that.
We must be in different for you to say cultures. No to. For a parent to be like, no, I want my baby to be comfortable and to be home. Even when they're an adult. And then the rest of us are just like, unatoka lini. I'm telling you, it's like time, TikTok, because when are you out of my house? Like, I'm trying to go on holidays with my husband in peace. You know?
They were both me and my brother. As much as it was because circumstantially we left for school, but 18 did not find us in that house.
You know, like, there's certain cultures that your parents are like, out nature. Like,
and then even after we were out and they were like supporting us, after a certain level of support, they're like, okay.
So what's your plan for your life?
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Like, because I can't support you indefinitely.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm your parent for life. And if anything happened to you, of course, I would be there to support you 100%.
Yeah.
But then...
You can come back home if you need to.
But need. Not because you
not
want.
Please come back. Not at all of a sudden. You've woken up one day and you're like, life in Nairobi is hard. And I'm just going to come back and live and do nothing and just exist in my house while doing nothing because I am your parent.
Because
and
you just want,
you want to stay here. My parents say, you're not decorations. You don't need to stay here and decorate my house. I can buy decor. What? You don't need...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I can't believe, I was so surprised that I had to have that conversation with my friend. And this has happened with two of my friends and they're both from like that specific culture.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey.
Do you want to mention the culture?
Yeah, let me not come for people. But I found it so interesting because even now her, she was like, they need to support me to move out of this house. And I said, need?
But she's working.
Need? Because I'm like, yeah, because I'm their kid. And as my partner, I didn't choose to be here. And I was like, I hear you on the you didn't choose to be here. But now that you're here.
That's
so what
true.
Is our form?
We didn't
form
choose to be here, but...
Okay. It was so interesting. And
is she working? Is she like...
Now she is. But even now that she is, it's a very... for her, it's still like my parents owe me. And I'm like, I think we need to have a discussion on parental responsibility. What does being a parent look
to
like?
To
what extent should your parents, kids expect of you
to support them?
For you to support them. Mm. And I think also now when we are saying supporting you in your adulthood, we're saying that because we're saying it's a privilege, because imagine it's not the standard. Imagine it's not, I think the way we've been raised, it's not a T. It's a given that my parents should be holding my hand at 45.
Eesh.
I mean, they could help me. They could give me advice on my investments.
Yeah, they could be there to catch you if you fall.
Yes, because it's a privilege for them to even be a safety net. Because true. Their parents can... There's no
they are their parents' safety nets.
They are their parents' safety nets. Or black tax. If they fall, first of all, there's no one to catch. It's like literally them succeeding is them running from poverty.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For them, there's no room for failure.
I understand that. That is a privilege. Like even the capacity for your parents to catch you, the capacity for your parents to offer you this
thing
to help you to move out.
Yeah.
For you to even feel entitled enough to be like, yeah, but they need to help me.
That is a privilege. Entitlement. I can't understand. I can't work can't my mind get around it the entitlement.
To date, I even feel like calling my parents, be like, hi, send me 2K because I'm stuck here and I can't access my money. And I'm usually like, and I'll pay you back. And they're like, no, you don't even need to pay me back. I'm like, mm-mm.
I will pay you back. But I think it's even the idea that people don't think that they should pay their parents back. Okay, now we're digressing.
Okay, yeah, but okay, anyway, you get the point.
You get the
privilege get the can look a lot. And it can look a lot, especially when it comes to parents and parenting.
Yeah. But
like, and acknowledge your privilege.
I think
if
it's
you have
a privilege for your parents to support you in whatever way.
Yeah.
Post 18. Actually, no, post 25.
Let me say post 25, because I think between 18 and going to uni, we can say...
They mean they still... because you're still on... You're not on
especially
your feet.
In Africa, where you need your parents to help take you to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're in the US, then maybe you can have a different kind of argument, because people can start working from very young.
I think even in the US, I think it's because college is not the option. Like, sometimes it's an option you choose or you don't.
You could be successful either
and
way.
And then also they have the option of student loans. I feel like here, yes, there's the option of student loans. Mm. But and maybe people abroad don't know this, but like a lot of Africans are educated by their parents. Like their parents actually pay their fees to go to school. It's not at the student
loans.
That
is why higher education is a privilege, because if your parents cannot afford to take you to go to school, you don't go. And the higher education loan thing, it doesn't work for everyone.
Yeah.
Because your parents still need to support it, like to some extent. It doesn't pay fully.
Help doesn't work?
Help works. Help will give you some money. I think
nowadays, it gives you like money, and it also gives you...
It used to.
Allowance.
We will fact check.
But I think they give you money and they give allowance. But then you're supposed to pay it back. But it's not as crazy as the US, like student loans. Yeah. Here, the student loans are normal. Like, it's literally... So I don't think it's exploitation. Because I know JAB was paying... Okay, so I was called to University of Nairobi for law, but then I was supposed to enter like parallel, because Nilitwa now another school, I did not go there. So anyway,
you and me both.
So I think your N was like 90K a year for law school, but then if you're doing JAB, it's cheaper. It's like maybe, I don't know if it's 30 or 50, but like it's way significantly less.
Yeah.
So yes, we'll pay your loan, but it's not the same price that as we would pay if we're paying from pocket.
I get you. What I'm saying is that now, with the state of the current economy, HELB is paying. It's not paying the full amount.
Also, I think they've revised prices of education, and now it's a nightmare.
Currently, higher education is also much more expensive. But you know,
now
before we start dealing with systemic issues again,
because I think this episode is giving political.
We'll see whether we're keeping those things. But anyway, another privilege I have. Mine are so not serious. Why are you over here giving serious advice?
It's okay. We are balancing each other out.
Oh my god, okay, fine. Extrovert privilege. I think if you're an extrovert, you are privileged, because this world is built for extroverts. That's networking. What are you about to say to me?
Yeah, finish.
Making connections, charisma, and people trusting you because you're charismatic, and people believing every whatever you say,
even
whether you speak
rubbish.
You could speak a lot of nonsense, but people will believe you because you say it with an air of confidence and an air of like just getting people to like you by speaking and being out there. And I have had to learn how to be an extrovert to get forward, especially networking wise, because this world is not built for introverts. Us, we just want to sit in a corner somewhere and mind our business
and like do your paperwork and it works.
Yeah, just do whatever I need to do. But to get ahead, you need people. For people to trust you and engage with you, you need to be social and sociable.
Yeah,
and that comes best. Like it comes easiest
to extroverts.
Not that we can't do it, but it just doesn't come naturally, and yeah. it drains us a lot. So
now that you have elaborated, I agree, but I don't think it's an extrovert thing. I think it's a sociable thing because I am extroverted and I'm so bad at networking.
But that's because you haven't learned how to use your extrovertness
for the
networking. But either way, if you entered a room and I entered a room, people would trust you sooner before trusting me. Oh, so I have a bigger I have a bigger hurdle to cross, and you just need to learn the sentences to say.
Yeah. Okay.
I need to learn the sentences to say and how to get them to trust me.
Okay. Yeah, I get you. I hear you. Okay.
Anyway, come for lessons.
I will because I can't be like this. I can't be extroverted like this and I'm not getting hit. Please. I need to start moving mountains.
The mountain is you.
The mountain is me.
We're talking about self-help group books earlier.
So I think another thing is being photogenic.
That's a privilege. So true.
Because why are you looking the way you are looking? Because you've been caught off guard with that camera.
Like, you're just like
wow. Just looking like God's favorite child. Like, yeah. Sisi see watu. Unafukanyaga tu. Step on our necks. Finish us.
Sometimes people aren't even that pretty. You know, I realize that the people who are photogenic, hey, this is rude. Should I finish this statement?
Finish them.
This is rude AF. Some people are very photogenic, but they don't look the way they look in front of the camera. I don't know why. I don't know how. I can't explain the science. But they just look better in photos
than they do in person.
And there's people like me who look better in person. I'm not saying my photos are bad, but I know I'm not as photogenic as many people.
But I feel like, imagine it. I don't know whether it changes over the years, because I feel like younger me was not photogenic. Now I feel like I look better in my pictures.
Do you look better, or do you feel better about yourself?
I think I look better. Okay. Because I don't think I've ever struggled with how I look. You get
okay, okay,
so
fair,
now
fair,
like if I fair. Didn't have an issue with myself mm-hmm. when I was younger, but when I looked at those photos, I'm like, why do I look like that? Now when I take photos, even if they are caught, they've caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Like even if legit I'm eating.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're 10.
Love it.
I don't know, but being photogenic I think is a privilege because sometimes photos can catch you badly. I mean, I also have my moments because why am I looking like you?
Stop. I think I hate the photos where I'm caught when I'm laughing, because I think these are the ones that I look the worst in.
I feel like you look good in your pictures. I'm
oh,
so
thank
confused.
You. Maybe
I
just
need awkward in your pictures.
That's what?
Yeah, like not all of them. Not all of them. No. Don't get me wrong. I feel like you're awkward around picture taking. So sometimes you look like I can see the awkwardness in the picture.
Okay, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
And I'm awkward when you're taking photos because I'm like, fuck, I don't look good in photos.
And I don't think that's true. Because I feel like when your awkwardness is not showing on camera, your photos look good.
Also, I just need to get out of my head.
Yeah, you need to get out of your head, bro.
The mountain is you.
The mountain is you.
Anyway, what was my other point? Having friends.
How is that a privilege? Although, just make friends.
That's the thing. Not, you see, I am an introvert, but I'm sociable.
Yeah.
There are introverts who are not sociable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine you have anxiety around people.
Yeah.
You don't know how to talk to people. Even when people talk to you, you don't know how to respond back to them.
Yeah.
So it's hard to connect. So you find it hard to make friends. And this, as I said, it's a very social life. Like, we are built to be social.
Yeah.
So imagine living in a world where everything is so based on social and who you talk to and who you, in the communities around you, and you can't make friends.
Yeah.
And maybe I haven't been through this challenge, and I'm privileged because I actually have an outrageous number of friends. I need to drop some of you. But
hell, me is a chopping board, so I'm not complaining.
So she thinks. I'm joking. So imagine this person, you don't have friends. Yeah. Everyone out here is talking about their experiences with their friends, all the things they did in uni and in high school, and all the...
And
all,
you
all
didn't the, even make a single friend.
Yeah, all
and
the shenanigans you got
you don't talk to
you
anymore.
Yeah, or they're like, this person is awkward as hell, I don't want to talk to them. Or they grow out of you, or you grow out of each other, and now you have no friends.
Or you move to another town and you need to make friends.
And you can't, and you find it very difficult to make friends. And now in that moment, you don't have friends.
But maybe making friends, I will acknowledge that making friends as an adult is harder than making friends when you're younger. Because you see, when you're younger, you're making friends out of proximity.
Yeah.
Some of these friends are not even your friends. They're just your friends because you're all in the library together.
They're just people who are around you.
You know.
Yeah.
But then I think it's harder to make friends as an adult.
Yeah.
So I will give it to you guys. I'm sorry for coming for your next, why don't you have friends? But yeah.
Why don't you have friends? Just make friends.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. Now that I've thought about it, I take that back. I recant my statement. But yeah,
it's
a privilege.
If you ever put in a situation where you need to make friends afresh, I would really like to see how you go about it. Out of curiosity.
You know, the interesting part is
yeah.
I also did the proximity thing. When I moved to Nyeri,
yeah.
I didn't know anyone in Nyeri. But I was like, now you guys will be my besties. So luckily I had like one person that I went with from Nairobi with.
Yeah.
But like everyone else, I just started talking to them there. I joined Rotaract Nyeri.
The Rotary Club.
Yeah. Hey, that one.
Yeah.
Used to go for like their meetings weekly. Not all of them. Just to make friends. Unasalimia bartender hapa na pale, you know, like the places that you frequent, just try to be a regular that is a recognized regular.
And salimia watu.
You know, salimia watu, but it doesn't kill you. Yeah. So that when you don't come, they're like, hey, and you disappeared.
Yeah.
You're like, I have a community. Even if you literally only know five people and only ones you know well are two out of those five.
True.
Yeah.
No, but I agree.
It's harder though. But yeah, it's a privilege. Because then also I would have said hi to people and they didn't respond.
True.
But they did. You know what I mean? It's just the luck that I met them in a season of their lives that they were willing to make friends.
Yeah. Because sometimes you can meet someone and they're like, they have enough people in their life and they just can't accommodate you like that.
You know, someone has ever told me that. Oh my God, I was talking to this person.
Mm. I don't even think I would catch. I'd just assume the problem is them. So.
You're the problem.
Yeah.
I was talking to this guy and then I was like, if we don't work out, at least we can just be friends. And then he said, no, I have enough siblings and friends. I don't need no friends. So if it doesn't work out, it's a wrap. I said, damn, but it's okay. It's okay. Wow. It is what it is. I caught my L and moved.
No. I never try to be friends with people who it doesn't work out with. Personally, because I think I have enough friends and I also don't think I need more guy. Sorry, I don't think I need more guy friends in my life.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Honestly, I could make more female friends and I would love that. I just don't think I need more guy friends.
Yeah, I feel like for the guys, it's a bit different. I get you. I think I get where he's coming from. But at the same time, I was like, damn, you only all just be saying no to people that are cool peeps.
I like that he set his boundaries.
Yeah, he did. He said, I'm a man of my boundaries. I'm a man of my word.
Like, you're next
talking to me. When
I love it.
Out, he said,
people are standing on business. My, are you standing on business?
I'm not standing on anything. I'm not standing on it. In fact, I'm seated. I'm seated.
Could never be me. Ooh, but let's move on.
I think my other one is having siblings. Aww, I feel like it's such a privilege.
That's so true.
It's such a privilege because you end up having a person who is, one, your blood. Two, has almost lived the same experience as you in
they
your household.
They understand your experiences.
Like, having a sibling is when I'm like, when something has happened at home or my parents have said something out of pocket, like I know I'll say it to my sister and
she
will
understand. She will get it the way you get it.
She will get it. And then also in my anger moments, she'll, if it regards to something maybe my parent has done or another sibling or another relative has done, I know my sister will process it and understand exactly where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, to the T. Ile, she doesn't feel like I hate my mom. Or
yeah,
I hate
she
my
knows
dad.
Exactly what you're feeling. You don't need to seek validation. You
don't need to be over-explaining.
You don't need to give many qualifications. They'll be like, it's not that I hate my mom. It's not that this and this
and
this.
I feel like when I'm talking to my sibling, I don't have to filter myself. Like, if I'm talking to Gina and I say, maybe my mom said something, Gina will be like,
I'll be like, okay.
You know, I've been in situations where I've disliked people's parents.
On their behalf.
Yeah. But it's because I'm your friend. So me, I'm rooting for you through and through. I don't have any biases for your parents.
Yeah.
But like with a sibling, they know this person when they're like this, they're like this.
They understand that you love your parents and they understand why you would feel some type of way if you feel some type of way.
Yeah.
And I think it's also for me, I'm like, I'm trying to be gangster, but I love my brother.
As you should, baby.
And this is the person that, you know, pulls through even when you have zero expectation of them to do anything. But even when you have zero expectations, they still pull through.
Yeah.
And even when you have the highest of expectations, they still meet them.
Yeah.
So whatever happens between zero to highest expectation, this person is there 100% of the time.
Oh, but siblings are so nice.
And they're there while understanding, while loving you so wholly and unconditionally also. It's like the love that your parents have for you with the understanding that your friends have for you.
Ooh, it's like a, it's, you know, it's like it's a two in one, and like, then it slaps.
Ay, ah, ni siblings ha.
Nakabita privilege, but hey, I'm not, you're missing out big time. You're missing out if you don't have a sibling. Let me tell you,
especially if you're the last born. I'm gonna just call this like for me being a last born is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Right? Because you then know. Imagine unapendwa bure. Like, by your parents.
My parents.
Then your sibling is there loving you. And then also another thing I love about having a sibling is they go through life before you. So there's a lot of guidance and love and lessons you learn. Like there are a lot of things I didn't have to go through because my sister went through them.
Yeah.
And she guided me through.
Yeah.
Even if she didn't even guide me knowingly.
Mm.
By just have a cue of experiencing it. Yeah. I didn't have to experience it. And I'm just like, ooh.
And there's also this one for, like, I've been there, Angina. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
Or they even them allowing you to go through your shits, but because they have been there, they knew when to catch you and how to catch you and how to deal with whatever it is that you were going through and still helping you through it.
Siblings.
Yeah. You and know, then I also, cannot argue with that one.
I think the one I love is just there. It's okay. Like, it's okay. Just cry.
Yeah.
Or it's okay. Like, you, I got you.
It's like, I'm just...
I don't even know how people are not friends with their siblings. I imagine, honestly, maybe it's because we've been dealt a good card.
Maybe this is also the privilege to have good siblings. Because out here, people be having siblings and they're listening to this and like, I wish I was an only child.
The siblings are poisoning them.
Aye.
Stop.
How is someone you share a bloodline with poisoning you? Or I don't even
know. Or wishing you ill.
Or trying to pull for you. Like, you know,
you down. Having a good sibling is your sibling being happier for your milestone than you.
Yes,
having a good sibling is
that's actually so true.
That's a whole we need that's to an, have an episode on siblings and our relationships with our siblings.
Yeah.
So
if you have a good sibling, send them a text, call them.
Yeah, like, tell them you love
check
them.
Check on them, tell them that you love them more often, appreciate them.
Yeah.
If you have siblings that are not the best, sorry.
Sorry, sending hugs.
Yeah.
That's all we can do. We can't send our siblings.
Say sucks. Hey. Me, I'm protective even over my friends. But indeed, would I ever hear, you know how people say, oh, this she's just like a little sister to me. Should I ever hear my brother say that about some girl somewhere?
Some random
babe. Girl, I'll take you out.
We? I think my last one is.
No,
it is. Oh, no, it is you.
Not having food allergies.
Oh,
people on this couch
are fighting for our lives.
The only allergies I have is like the same ones that we have. Eggs and milk. We both are lactose intolerant and I can't digest eggs. She's allergic to them.
Yeah.
And I, as a foodie, it hurts me to my soul. I don't know how to express myself. Because there are so many things that I want to try, like Eggs Benedict. So many things I want to.
Yeah, and then you just have eggs, you're just like,
The milk thing, it's usually a suggestion and I will deal with it in the toilet.
Sorry.
But yeah.
I mean, I'm not playing those games, man. Don't even catch me.
It can't be too much. I can't indulge the way I want to indulge. Like, I just can't have a tub of
ice cream. I mean, if it's not plant-based, and even those ones smell funny. Ah, stucky.
And then plant-based things just taste the way they want to taste. It is like us.
Why would you know what us tastes like?
They taste... Retake.
No, we are keeping that in.
I am. Next question.
I think it's also food allergies, but also being a picky eater. I don't think people understand how. Guy, me, I'm telling you half the times, I'm just like, so what's in this thing? Why does it taste like this? Oh, it has pineapples. I can't have that. Oh, mara cheese. Then egg. Even if I eat pastries, because I'm allergic to eggs, I can't eat like.
You can't eat a lot.
Because I know I start feeling sick.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, Neta says you enjoy cakey. Like the good things in life. How can you be allergic to all the good things in life?
True.
It's like people who are allergic to water. Unaishi aje.
Hydrophobia is a thing actually. So people don't shower and it's actually tough. So if you're not allergic to anything, then you just I usually look at them guy.
Wow.
Must be nice.
You don't know that you're saying about this allergy thing. I think also healing from a scar is without keloids is a privilege. I didn't realize it was a big thing. I think someone was
hides keloids.
Why are you so mad at getting scars? Do you get keloids? And I was like, no. Like, then why? What's going on? And I'm like, first of all, the scar already. The vanity in me cannot allow the scar. But
just like, I'm not trying to have a scar on my body.
Yeah, but there's someone who's like, I really can't afford to be injured because I don't want it to form something.
You and me both. But I think my body is 50-50. Sometimes I heal properly. Sometimes I form keloids. So I never really know.
For real?
Yeah.
Yo, that's that. I'd be so scared to leave the house.
Like, you're actually so vain. What do you mean? You're so...
Yeah, because now at kidogo nimedunga maskio, I have a keloid.
Yeah, kidogo,
I fail keloid. I feel like that would scare me.
You're just... I'm so vain. You're shallow and it's okay.
I'm a vain babe. It's fine.
That's fine. It's fine. Yeah. I'd probably also like get plastic surgery to remove keloids if I had scars like that.
But
so
did it remove though?
Because I don't know. I want to have enough money to not have that thought. I just pay someone to think about it.
To just
it.
Be like, okay, just figure it out. You know, do some studies. I don't know. You're going to use it.
I will pay a research center. I will fund a grant to remove scars.
It's giving vanity and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
What? I think my last one is affording insurance, health insurance. Affording insurance in general. Yeah. Because you'll buy a car, but can you afford the insurance? You will be there with your illnesses. And honestly, I think if you are slightly privileged, insurance is like a given in a middle income household. But then it gets to a point where when you're grown and you're not on your parents' insurance and you need to be paying your insurance yourself and you're like, so having health insurance is a privilege because let me tell you, invoices that I have seen.
And it accumulates also.
No. The invoices I have seen, I don't think you understand. Like good hospitals and the amount of money you pay for a surgery. Yo, it's not
damn.
In fact, it's literally illegal. Like it's ridiculously... I think it's illegal to be charging people that much to live.
For healthcare,
For healthcare.
Yeah.
I'm watching your maneno. So for the people in, I don't know, the UK who have NHS and they can walk into a hospital and get treated and not pay for anything, you need to be, you don't
acknowledge
understand
your privilege.
You don't understand how privileged you are. Because
and appreciate it.
You go to a hospital and then maybe you can even the hospital you can afford, you're not getting the quality of service that you'd like.
Yeah. Oof, that's tough. The fact that you need... to either have money, cash money, or really good insurance to get proper healthcare.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So if you can afford insurance, first of all, if you can afford insurance, get it. If you can't afford it, I understand. If you can afford insurance, please get it. Don't be out here paying an arm and a leg when you could have just got insurance. If you can't afford insurance, it's okay. Just eat your vegetables, drink your water.
Do your best to stay alive.
Just try and like public health care, do whatever, try and find it, make it work for you and access whatever it is that you can.
Yeah.
I think I'm done. Is I'm there also anything done. Else you want to add?
No, so far so good.
Yeah, this is a nice short. I don't know whether it was short. I don't know how long it was.
I don't think it was that long.
Okay, fine. This is a nice episode though. Make sure you catch us on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, follow us on our social media.
Follow us on our social media at Maya Mushemi,
at I Am Gina,
and on all podcast platforms. You can watch us on YouTube, listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, what else?
Apple Podcasts.
At this point, we're everywhere.
Just whatever search. Podcast platform you use, subscribe and rate us and, you know, just give us a review, answer our polls down below.
Please.
You know, just support the girlies.
Yes.
Yeah, so they can afford insurance.
So that we can afford insurance. For real. Maybe fighting for our lives.
Oh my God, this actually hard being an adult.
Don't even get me started. Anyway, bye.
Bye.